So the main thing I wanted to talk about here was actually the artificial agenda. So we live in two worlds, really, the artificial world and the natural world. And of course, God created the natural world, plants, humans, animals, microorganisms, and so forth. These are natural creations of the creator of the universe. And then we also have an artificial world, okay, which is made man-made world, but it's actually made by Gog and Magog, which are these evil people running the world, okay? In my view, they are the Zionists and the Jesuits, basically, the Sabbatean Frankists, okay? And then they're working with these demons, okay? The devil and his followers, okay? We call them the jinn in Islam, but you can call them demons, these bad non-human entities, you know. So they're working together with them and they're creating this artificial world that we're living in. And the healthcare system, the artificial allopathic system is actually a creation of them, of these people running the world, you know, and we'll see who they are. Okay, so mortal man is simply incapable of creating the massively deceptive, unnatural world all by himself. But almost everybody accepts the artificial world as real. Okay, that's the tragedy that I've been trying to wake people up to. I've been talking about the fictions that they use to control you and steal from you and keep you enslaved and disempowered, whether it's the bank loan fiction or whether it's the corporation fiction or whether it's the virus fiction. I mean, they create a fiction and make up the story, and then they use all their methods of mind control, the media, newspapers, governments, all of that they use to sell their narrative and to get people to believe what they're saying and, you know, control the narrative and then achieve their goals. I don't know how many times I've spoken about the corporate fiction, the bank loan fiction, the virus fiction, but still people believe that these things are real, even though you give them all the evidence that it's actually not. And that's the problem that we have today, because people have worked, they operate from a position of fear. And societal Stockholm syndrome is a major, major problem. The people identify with their governments, they support their governments, the very governments that are killing them. This is a serious problem that we're dealing with, serious mind control, and it's destroying multitudes, multitudes. 20 million are already killed by this vaccine, so-called. But before this COVID, there's multi-millions have been killed already, you know, also via this depopulation agenda and various methods that they use to depopulate the planet. Yet people still don't believe what you're saying, you know? It's amazing, you know, when satanic mind control is very devastating. It's an absolutely devastating phenomenon. When satanic forces take over control of the mind, you're going to see a lot of death and destruction, because that's what Satanism is about. It's about destroying everything, human beings and the planet. So that's a big challenge that I've had for many years, but I'm so used to it that it doesn't really bother me that very few people listen. I think more and more, obviously, in the last 2 years, but still not enough. So the synthetic agenda, the distorted heart of the New World Order, the synthetic agenda is the overarching agenda of the New World Order, worldwide conspiracy. Think about it. So many aspects of the conspiracy are about supplanting the real with the fake, the organic with the inorganic, the carbon with the silicon, and the biological with the artificial. In the synthetic agenda, everything in our world is being threatened with replacement by an inferior version or fake replica of itself, which sells itself as superior so as to increase the acceptance and assimilation of it. All right, that's very well put in this article. There's the URL if you want to actually go and visit it. So it says in conclusion, looking headlong into artificial intelligence behind the synthetic agenda, it is clear that some kind of artificial intelligence is driving the synthetic agenda. We are up against some kind of dark force that has hacked life itself. This primal, they call it primal virus, has many of the characteristics we have historically attributed to artificial intelligence: soulless, dull, hive-minded mentality without a free will, unable to feel, only able to give answers, unable to ask questions, and without creative power. Unable to create without first being programmed or told how to create. It's a parasite. It has latched onto an existing reality, hacked it by taking over the program in some way, and is now busy creating its own modified version of reality, a fake and pale imitation, a bastardized, poisonous, and synthetic reality, which is threatening to destroy the original host. Okay, it is indeed the system. It is the matrix. Okay, I think they actually describe it really nicely there. Now, this is just an article saying everything is fake. Top 40 pieces of fakery in our world. Now, obviously, we can't go through all of them. We could actually have an entire webinar on each one of these topics. Okay. fake medicines, fake money, fake governments, fake pandemics, fake knowledge, fake law. I mean, we live in two worlds, a natural, real world and a fake world. Okay, this is very important to understand. And you can see all the other fake aspects of our society that we're living in, the world that we live in. Okay, fake history, fake authority. And now we also have fake vaccine, okay, which is the COVID vaccine. If COVID vaccines are not vaccines, what are they? They are biotech weapons of mass destruction being marketed as vaccines. Okay, that's what I said in 2020. Okay, so we quickly go to the history and politics of Western conventional medicine. Now, this is very important for doctors to understand. There's two diagnoses that I coined, I don't know how long ago. One of them is information deficiency disorder, and the other one is disinformation overload disorder. Okay, it's basically describing ignorance and delusion. And one example I give is that, look, nobody knows everything. Only God knows everything. But if you're in a certain field, there's certain things you must know. That's non-negotiable. And the example I give is doctors. If you're a doctor, you must know the history and politics of Western conventional medicine. If you don't, you're going to be a major part of the problem. And this is what we're seeing today. Dr. Asim Malhotra came out of 2, 3 weeks ago saying the vaccine must be stopped. The vaccine rollout must be stopped. His father died and he realized something was wrong. He did research. He wrote 2 papers and he said, this thing has to be stopped. I said this in 2020. He came out 2, 3, 4 weeks ago. I don't know how long. It's very recently. And my view is that Dr. Malhotra and many other doctors don't know the history and politics of Western conventional medicine, and they don't understand the unfolding globalist agenda and who's behind it. And that is why they went along with this. That's why they were deceived. That's why they all thought there was a virus that needed a vaccine to be protected against. Okay. And then he realized something was very wrong here. His father died, and he did the research. But that was after 20 million people had died and 2 billion injured by these poisonous injections, basically. So for many centuries, there has been various healing systems such as homeopathy, traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture, Indian Ayurvedic medicine, all of these you can see there. And modern allopathic medicine has become the dominant medical model since the 1920s. Now, the founder of modern allopathic medicine, J.D. Rockefeller.
Well, in the Zohar, Talmud, and Kabbalah, the entire thing is separation of people to Israelitic and non-Israelitic, according to the book called Jewish Utopia. Now, they are building their own kingdom. It's the Jewish earthly kingdom with headquarters in Jerusalem, where their AI Messiah will be, and they're going to rule the world through the law. You know, it will be international. One law, one religion, basically, Luciferian religion. So, yes, in a Talmud, this is the Jewish earthly kingdom, and this is why the Zionist Christianity have embraced Kileism. They have embraced, or Chileism, I don't know how you would say
Kilo, Kileism. Kileism. Which
which
means 1,000.
One
Where they get the
thousand.
1,000-year millennial reign.
Exactly, which is a focus on earthly millennial kingdom. And this is how Jews and Christians are getting together, and Christians are so deceived thinking that they are working for the good thing, for the Jews, like they're helping the Jews. The Jews are supposed to get this kingdom. Yet this is Zoharic doctrine, and it does not have good intention. As I said, that they want to rule the world, they want to get Gentile riches, and they want to rule the Gentiles. They don't consider Gentiles fully human beings. And in fact, as an end game, they have this strange doctrine, Adam Kadmon doctrine, which Adam Kadmon originally was, according to Zohar and Talmud, he was androgynous, you know,
Adam was.
Adam, like he wasn't male, or he was male female in one body. And this is why you see this transgender agenda today, and there are laws, very serious laws, passing in Alberta, Canada.
Is Zionism behind the transgender movement?
You know, I don't think that, personally, I don't think Zionist Christians are aware of this. They're not aware of many details of
But
what is
it's
true.
Zionism.
But I think that, yes.
Does the transgender movement get its origin in Zionism?
Yes, it gets its origin in Zionism, and it gets its origin in the Talmud, Zohar, and Kabbalah. It's a Kabbalistic doctrine of Adam Kadmon, which is eventually they have this doctrine called Tikkun Olam, repairing the world. So
Yes.
how do they want to repair the world? They want to bring it to the original. Who was original? Adam. He was androgynous. So now they're putting specific things in food and drink, and they're basically their end game is to make humans that on Earth that will survive whatever it is they're bringing androgynous. The transgender agenda.
What they're really trying to do is undo God's creation.
Exactly. Yes.